Hello, and welcome to Pop a la Carte number 54. This week, we've got a bunch of, like, casting news, Star Wars, some funny DC casting, but not casting.
Yeah, and not uncasting. A lot of cast in our podcast.
Yes, because it's only the two of us this week. Aw, sad times. We miss you, Angela.
Yeah. No one loves us.
Nobody wanted to join us, so we just get to talk and be silly. Lots of DC things.
Yeah.
But DC Universe and the EU. That's not the EU anymore. Whatever the fuck we're going to call it now.
Worlds of DC.
Worlds of DC, because we're trying to pretend that they never tried to make a universe.
Yeah.
Basically.
Something. I guess that's the idea, right.
Kevin Feige's getting a big Producers Guild award. And then, a bunch of things to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because apparently we didn't even do it on purpose, but we decided to talk about a bunch of things, and we're like, hey, those are all on Netflix. It's a thing!
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
So, we'll start with Star Wars casting.
All right.
It just feels like... I've always found it funny that so much of, like, especially... Like, you get it with everything, but especially with genre stuff.
Uh-huh.
They like to cast people who have been in other genre things.
Right. Which is, it's weird to me, because I always imagine, like, these are different, like, these genre things are each, like, their own thing, right? So you're like, oh, this is the Star Wars cast, and this is the, like, Star Trek cast, and this is the whatever cast. Yeah. But now it's like, Doctor Who's gonna be in Star Wars, and one of the Hobbits from Lord of the Rings is gonna be in Star Wars?
I know, it's very strange. It usually happens with television,
because
it's usually, like... All the DC shows.
Right.
They like to cast who can we put in this now that was in Buffy or something that people have recognized and that they're going to, So you don't necessarily see it at the same level unless it's like Harrison Ford and everything.
Right.
At the film level.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, Star Wars has actually been fairly good about, especially the young talent, wanting to go with,
like, new unknowns. Faces.
And, like, no one had ever heard of Daisy Ridley before.
Right.
At least, not that I know of. And then John Boyega had only done,
like,
Attack the Block.
Attack the Block was what people knew him for,
And I had never heard of Oscar Isaac before, either. And then, except that he was in everything at that, like, right around that prime time period.
Yeah.
And he's not, like, super young, either, right?
No, he's not. I mean, he had been doing stuff for sure.
Yeah, but you hadn't really heard of him.
Like, I knew him from Drive.
He was in Drive?
He was the husband. He was the shitty husband in Drive.
God, I only saw it once. So I don't
know. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so it's weird that, so Dominic Monaghan, a.k.a. Mary Doc Brandy Buck.
Okay.
I actually remembered the character's full name.
I don't remember that.
Mary.
Mary is all I got.
And Matt Smith,
yes.
a.k.a. the 11th Doctor.
The 11th Doctor.
Will both be joining in some way. Matt Smith, I think, is, like, a key role, but...
Oh, really?
That's what they've said.
Because I just saw, like, an undisclosed role. So it's a key role. Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
And then who knows what the hell.
Right. Oh. Might just walk on and be like, hey, what's up?
But I feel like with Dom, it's funny because I was like, okay, so he's going to be in now half of the huge, like, fantasy and sci-fi tent poles of our, like, he'll be in Star Wars. He obviously was in... Lord of the Rings, so now he just has to collect Harry Potter and the MCU.
There you go.
That's basically it, right? And then he would have
the EGOT of sci-fi.
There you go. Science fiction and fantasy. Yeah. It's funny. I don't know. I guess I'm happy. I don't know if it will take me out of it in a way, though.
Yeah.
Just because
maybe it'll be aliens.
I'm so used to...
And it won't take you out of it.
That's true. That's true, because if you don't see their faces, will it matter?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Gwendolyn Christie doesn't, because you don't see her face.
That's true. That's true.
So...
That is a good question, but, like, would it take you out, you think, if it's, like, someone super recognizable in for a different role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, for example, this is not at all the same thing, but, like, him in The Crown doesn't take, like, I'm not like, why is the doctor being an asshole? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess it's, like... I don't know.
I think different enough.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I think Matt Smith is pretty good at...
Maybe it feels... Yeah. Well, and it can feel different when it is in something where it just feels like, oh, they cast them because that person was. And so it feels like stunt casting, so you're just watching for that.
Right.
Whereas, I'm sure that's not actually what Star Wars was going for, though it does feel weird.
Yeah. I mean, like,
they cast them within a week of each other, right?
With Dom, it might be a little bit for me, just because, like, that the thing I remember him, aside from being Charlie and Lost, of course.
Yes.
is, like, oh, Lord of the Rings. So then, like, and I see him, and I don't know if I've seen him since Lost, you know? I don't know what he's been doing.
He has some reality show about, like, bugs and weird adventure shit.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if I'll, you know, see him and then be like, oh, it's, you know, Mary or it's Charlie. And then that'll throw me off.
Yeah, I'm assuming I won't, but I don't know. Because I did at the beginning of Lost.
Mm-hmm.
There was some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lord of the Rings was the only thing you'd ever seen him in.
Right.
And so there was a bit of that, but eventually I forgot. But at the same time, I think I'm getting to that point where I forget Lost existed. I think I'm trying to block it out of my memory.
That's the best.
So he's back to just being Mary again for me, and I haven't really watched anything. There was another show he did, a British show, and we actually have it on our list of things to watch, but I can't remember what it's called right now. It's supposed to be really good.
Huh.
100 Code. Oh, maybe it's not British. It's just the plot summary sends New York, USA, Stockholm, Sweden. Over the past 12 months, young blonde blue-eyed women have been found dead in a meadow where asphodel flowers grow. New York detective Tom Conley gets a special dispensation from the NYPD to go observe and act as an advisor to the Stockholm Police Department in order to help solve these crimes. So Dom plays, like, the second or something.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard of that.
It looked interesting. So yeah. It was on
And what's it called again?
100 Code. Uh-huh. 100 Code.
Oh, okay.
Like the number 100
right.
Code. As opposed to listed.
Anyway. I see.
So yeah, he's done other things, but I haven't actually watched him in any of it, so yeah. He's doing better than a lot of the other Lord of the Rings alumni, to be honest. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll both be great.
Yeah. You know? I mean, yeah, I'm sure that I don't know, I'm trying to imagine like how many like super large roles can there really be? So, like, we make a big deal out of all these castings, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Are half of them going to be like Lupita Nyong'o was in Force Awakens, you know?
Yeah, where you barely see her.
Yeah.
Because it's not really her.
Right.
Which is fine, except, you know, being nice. You want Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the only problem with casting famous people as an alien. Yeah. And then, yeah, you're like, but I wanted that person.
Yeah.
That's what I was here for. Anyway. But, yeah. I don't know. It's still hard because I'm still not sure I care about it.
The casting?
The movie?
Oh, the movie.
Did you hear that The Meg has now made more money worldwide than Solo did?
No, I did not hear that. That's crazy. That's really sad.
That's really not good.
That's really, really sad.
That's really not good.
I mean, yeah, but Solo was always going to be, you know, a mistake.
It was a bad thing. And there's rumors now that Rian Johnson's trilogy has been canceled.
Oh.
Matt was speculating that maybe what they're going to do with Kathleen Kennedy is transition her over mm-hmm. to help with the Fox transition, and then she'll just quietly go away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It depends on how bad Bob Iger thinks she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But having her first Star Wars box office failure is not going to be good, especially since you've been having so many problems.
Yeah, that's the issue.
I think the only reason she hasn't been fired is because she's a woman, and it actually probably
would. Oh, really?
Bad. I bet if it was a man,
affirmative action.
I actually bet if it was a man, they'd be like, oh, fuck it, get rid of her. Or get rid of him.
Yeah.
But now they're like, well, this is going to look bad because it's a woman. It's like, yeah, but she's not doing her job.
Just replace her with a better woman.
Yeah. There you go. I'm sure there's a woman who can do her job. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on. Let's go with the DCE. No, DC Worlds. What? I don't know. Whatever we're calling it now. The movies the movies that used to be known as the DC
Universe. Yes, the movies formerly known as the DC Extended Universe.
Whatever we're calling it. Somebody, anyway, so for a hot second, Alec Baldwin was going to be playing Thomas Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally, like, the next day, he's not playing Thomas Wayne anymore. He was doing it, though, right? It's not that it was a false rumor. He literally came out and said, yes, I was, but now I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of the way people reacted, or what?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, did people really have a negative reaction?
I think people are just like, why is this movie being made?
Yeah, but
I don't think the movie itself was the problem. Yeah,
Alec
I don't
Baldwin.
Think anybody cares.
He was like, there's like 25 other guys they can cast, which is accurate.
Yeah.
Like, he is very replaceable, so. No one was like, oh, I guess I'll watch it now because of Alec Baldwin.
I'm sure nobody was saying that. The only thing that, like, I got from that at all was, are we seeing, because isn't, it's the Tim Burton Batman is where the idea that the Joker killed Bruce's parents came from, right?
Right.
That's where, that's not a comic thing. So that was the only thing I could think of was, well, are they doing that again? Is that what the story is going to be? Is that the Joker killed Bruce's parents?
Like, what?
Otherwise, why is Thomas Wayne in the story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's for a hot second, like Jeffrey Dean Morgan was in Batman vs.
Superman. Right.
Which I guess they could do. But then why is that relevant unless you're showing us that the Joker did it? Or was there? Or planned it? Or some, I don't know.
Or it's like, because it's supposed to be like a prequel, right?
Yes.
So it is like the Joker got his start. And the Waynes did open start, whatever you call it, Arkham Asylum. And the Joker's gone to Arkham Asylum like a billion times. So, like, I guess it could be, like, in his early Arkham Asylum days? But, like, how much older is the Joker than Bruce, right? Yeah. Like, is it,
well,
like,
I mean, if
teenage...
If
well, who's even playing the Joker? He's, like, a... He's, like, it's in Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
So he's already old as shit. So, like,
Well, and... But, I
so
mean...
Shouldn't so... Thomas, so shouldn't Thomas Wayne be dead? Like, unless
yes.
it's in flashbacks. Unless it's in flashbacks.
And then they're going to de-age Joaquin Phoenix?
Or they'll have a little Joker, or it'll be, like, the Joker's parents or something. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, how... Why? Yeah, why? Yeah. You're like, you're right. Like, why would Thomas Wayne be there? Unless the Joker killed his parents, in which case, how much older is a Joker than Batman?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, yeah. Because if you go by... Is it still kind of, sort of, supposed to be related to the Batman we know as... What's his face?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess if it was, then they would just put Jeffrey Dean Morgan in there. She
That's
thinks
true.
That he has a certain number of
So then it
weeks.
Has absolutely no,
yeah.
nothing to do with
yeah.
that, and none of this makes sense.
Right.
And DC, just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. Make the Wonder Woman movies, just stop otherwise, and start over.
Yeah.
I actually think they would be better off, continue with this Wonder Woman, recast everybody else, mm-hmm. and start over again. Or just continue with that Wonder Woman and then create a second Wonder Woman in a second universe and then recast everybody
right.
and just start over again.
Yeah.
Because as much as, like,
something,
you know,
I mean, like, clearly there's, like, something, like, the ones that are the most connected or that they're most whatever, you
yeah.
know? I don't know the words I'm saying, but, like, are, like, falling apart is what
yes.
I'm saying, right? Like, Shazam came out of nowhere and doesn't seem connected at all, and that's doing fine. It's coming out. We're all good.
It looks
you
funny.
Know?
It looks
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aquaman finally got a fucking trailer, apparently, you know.
Oh, yeah, so what was it? Aquaman has apparently had, I think, 2 test screenings,
okay.
and the word is positive so
oh,
far.
Oh, thank God.
And and that's because they all say they feel like Marvel movies.
Oh, good.
So that's probably the right direction for
yeah.
them.
I mean, like, why, yeah.
yeah.
Like, that's the right, if you're making a comic movie, it should feel like a comic movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Just stop with which... We're going to get to in a second
yes.
with the DC Universe stuff
mm-hmm.
of the, I have absolutely no desire to watch Titans because as much as Fuck Batman was funny, I don't want to watch another doom and gloom
yeah, no.
story mm-hmm. in the DC Universe.
I kind of feel like Titans, like, I don't know, I feel like they don't care about Titans. Like, because they only put out that one lame-ass trailer. And
yeah.
then, like, the casting news for Doom Patrol. Like, once they announced Doom Patrol, and, like, Diane Guerrero is gonna be Jane in Doom Patrol, and Brandon Fraser is making his, like, comeback in Doom Patrol, and they're putting Cyborg in Doom Patrol, even though he's one of the Titans.
Yeah.
So I'm like, y'all really hate Titans, don't you? You just want to make Doom Patrol happen.
Yeah, yeah. They apparently have decided, never mind, this show isn't gonna work.
Yes. So, I don't know. I'm a little bit, like, now I'm more excited for Doom Patrol than I ever was for Titans.
Yeah.
And like, they put out, like, the casting calls and stuff for Swamp Thing, and I'm like, Swamp Thing sounds interesting? Like, I don't know, this is...
So the reason I had wanted to talk about DC Universe was because I literally just keep seeing people talk about it, and I'm like, it just feels like, and this is the same company,
mm-hmm.
CBS All Access, why should I pay for this for
right.
one fucking show?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't pay for this, you know?
No,
like,
I don't...
Yeah.
Like, because what else is supposed to be on it?
I mean, Young Justice Outsiders, which I bet a lot of people will pay for that because they've been waiting for 5 years I think, a large number of years for a third season of Young Justice. Okay. So, like, that, sure, I could buy. If you were already watching Young Justice, then you might pay for it. But otherwise, it's the person, you know, and you are definitely not the target audience for it, because you don't even care about DC to begin with, so there's nothing in it for you!
I want to! And I mean, I really do mean it when I say I think the answer should to Marvel versus DC should be both. Because I think they've both got their pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I started attached to Marvel in any way.
It's the movies that made you attached.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's, you give me good content and I will become obsessed and attached to you.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. And they're not giving me anything that, like, feels like it's going to change my mind. I've given up on the things that I've already given, like, that they've already given me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, like, I don't like Swamp Thing. I don't, like, it's never, as a story idea, appealed to me. I have no idea what Doom Patrol even is.
Right.
So I'm like, I mean, I'm trying to think if I've read any big DC comics. No, see, all the comics I've read, Marvel have actually mined more of the stories that I've read, but that's because they've now done so much that they've gone out there.
Yeah.
Like, they did Alias, which I had read, and I love Jessica. Mm-hmm. And so they've gone it, and, like, I had read Runaways.
Right.
And things like that. So, and it does help that, you know, Matt is a bigger Marvel fan. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm trying to think what, yeah, the stuff I've read from DC has been, like, Vertigo. So they haven't really gotten there.
They haven't really gone there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I feel like DC Universe, it's been, like, the idea is interesting, although, like you said, it's, like, CBS All Access, so it's kind of, like, a very niche thing, especially when there doesn't seem like there's that much content. So, like, they are padding it by putting, like, comics and, you know, doing that little DC Daily show that's, like, supposedly, like, DC News exclusives or whatever that they're going to put on that
which stream. Is basically what Marvel already do on their Facebook page. I
don't know. I don't know what Marvel does on their Facebook page.
I don't watch it.
Oh.
But I see it come up on my thing that there's, like, yeah, there's people at Marvel that do.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I mean, shows like, of course, DC already has DC All Access. So, like, they do that as well.
Okay.
So it's going to be, like, I assume it's going to be, like, DC All Access, but
now you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Or hopefully more. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, for me, it's, like, yeah, if you took off, which they probably wouldn't do because Netflix is, like, a $1 billion deal for CW/Warner Brothers. Like, if they took off all the DC TV shows off Netflix and you could only access them on DC Universe, then yeah, of course I'd pay for DC Universe.
That's what you care, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I don't think they're going to do that. And also, it would be like I'd be mad if that happened, right? I'd be like, wait a second. So I had them on Netflix and now suddenly I have to pay for this?
Yeah. Although that is exactly what Disney are doing.
Right. That's what Disney's doing. Which but we were Disney mad about. But have they have a huge a lot more content. Exactly.
And that's the thing is, okay, if it was Warner Brothers All Access, it would be a different monster.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, again, you have
Potter on there.
Yeah, you'd have everything that's theirs, but that's not what they're doing.
Right. It's very just DC niche. Stuff.
I can imagine a Marvel equivalent would, I mean, there'd be people who pay for it.
Of course. Yeah.
But it's not going to do nearly as well as Disney.
Exactly.
Because, like, you get the family.
It's still not that wide. Even though it's, even though it's a nice amount, it's still not, you know.
And that's part of why Disney won Fox. Because that is a lot more content that they have to compete with Netflix.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I think that in itself is weird. And then also the way that they've, like, dropped it, like, suddenly now, this week, we finally learned when it's premiering. Like, we didn't know that it was going to be live September 15th until, like, yesterday.
It's September 15th?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that. For some reason, I thought it was October.
No, well, October is when Titans was dropping. But DC Universe is going to be go live September 15th, which is, like, 2 weeks from now. So I'm like...
And that's... So their first show doesn't start till 2 weeks later.
Yeah. They're going to have, like, DC Daily first, and then, like, I don't know, I guess give you time to... I don't know, buy it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't get it. And then, right, so then Titans starts the same week as DC TV on CW. So I'm like, that's a lot of, like...
That's a lot of content.
That's a lot of content to, like...
They should have waited until Christmas.
Either earlier or later.
Or,
you know, one or the other.
Yeah.
Because it is a little bit weird. Like we were just, like, you know, thinking, like, oh, we're going to add Titans to our podcast, the DC TV podcast, and now it's going to be, like, 5 shows in 1 week that we have to talk about?
Yeah, because, like...
No, six shows.
Honestly, if that's your selling point,
yeah.
I would assume even half of the DC fans that actually like TV shows are going to be like, yeah, well, I'll just wait until Christmas and do it then. It'll all be there. Mm-hmm. I've got five other shows. No, yeah. Three.
Well, that's like four other shows. Just
four other
shows.
Four other shows on TV.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's too much.
It's way too much.
That
doesn't sound like a good idea.
So, yeah, it's a little strange to me. And then, on the other hand, like, Young Justice Outsiders is not coming out until 2019. So that's, like, a long wait in between. So, like, I get that it's, like, Titans will have its run, and then I guess Young Justice will start, you know? But again, it's not like it's a TV, it's not a TV channel where, like, Young Justice will replace Titans.
Yeah.
It's a service, streaming service, so you'd think that you'd want...
Have they said how much it's going to cost yet?
Yes, I don't know the answer, but I'm sure they've said how much it's going to cost. Because you can pre-order it already. Okay, $7.99 a month. And if not, it is $75 a year.
And it's one episode a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So that is more expensive than either of the K-drama, which is not, it's not just K-drama, it's Asian drama, like Asian drama sites that I get. Because those are each like $4.99 a month. And there's more content. There's more Asian dramas.
Are they going to try and like, because I know other things have done this on, you know, other platforms, but they weren't in situations where it was the only thing you were getting. Are they going to do anything where they, like, pull part of it? Like, not every episode will be up the whole time. Like, you have to.
I think, yes. Titans, for example, will drop weekly. So it'll just be one episode a week.
Well, I mean, but, like, by the time you get to episode 5, one isn't still there anymore.
Oh, I would hope not. That would be shitty.
Because that's the only way I can think of that you actually force people to have to...
To get them early, to get it early. Yeah. But they should have said that then, if that was the case.
I hope not. Okay. Because yeah, that would be really shitty.
People would get really mad about that.
People would be really... Because that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, and plus, then what's the point... Yeah, exactly. What's the point of having a streaming service if you don't get to keep the, you know...
Yeah.
The stuff that was streamed, like...
Yeah, I'm not paying $7.99 for one show.
Yeah.
Unless I'm buying the show.
And then the other question, too, is, like, how far back are they going to go? Because, like, they have said there's going to be, like, some select classic comics there to read, available to read. So it's not just, like, a wide... You know, like, it's not just, like, free-for-all, but, like, they'll have, like, classic titles. So I guess, like, the early years, whatever. And some special run, some, like, special one-shots or, you know, mini-series. Which, that's cool, you know. It depends on how wide that selection is.
Yeah.
But, like, that's definitely, like, a good reason, like, you know. If you're someone who spends a lot of money on comics to begin with, then sure. But, like, are we going to get, like, for example, like, Lois and Clark? Like, will Lois and Clark be on there?
That was going to be my next question.
Because then, maybe. Maybe.
Because, like, you know. You look at... You know, we were talking about BritBox, for example.
Yeah.
That's the BBC and ITV's, like, U.S. way of getting their programming. Some of it, not all of it. But, yeah, they put everything that they put in their entire library that isn't already on another platform.
Right.
That isn't already committed to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, you...
Yeah, that's an incentive.
Day one, there may not have been a brand new show, but you had however many decades worth of other programming on there. Yeah, are you gonna, you would think, you kind of, because is there anywhere you can watch Lois and Clark?
Not that I know of. I mean.
Smallville's on Netflix, right?
Smallville's on Hulu.
And then, like, what about, like, the original Wonder Woman television show?
Yeah, see, that's another one that'd be great. And of course, all the animated stuff, you know?
Because they have, a lot.
Yeah, they have a decent amount of, And those are, you know, highly, very loved.
Yes.
So, I would hope that those are going to be on there. I don't know. I don't feel like it was that. I don't think it's been clear enough what's going to be there.
Yeah. Especially if it's really coming in 2 weeks. Yeah. Oh my god.
I guess it'll give us a month to figure out what's on there before Titans shows up.
I guess so. And see if it's worth it. Yeah. I don't see myself signing up for this, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sign up for it either, but I'm sure someone will let us know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Sigh. I don't know. I don't think DC know what they're doing any more than I know what they're doing. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I often don't feel like they know what they're doing, and that's where it gets scary. Like, that's, like, why it's kind of scary with, like, Marvel right now, is you've been so sure for the most part, besides, like, things with Edgar Wright and stuff like that, for the most part it's been a pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah.
And now you have, like, the big James Gunn thing, and... What the hell is going to happen with Guardians?
Right, I heard it's been put on hold, right?
It's been put on hold.
Mm-hmm. And the crew was told that they can look for other work or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's, yeah.
I don't know who's going to make that movie. Yeah. Nobody's going to want to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
Unless he gives them, like, his...
All I'm gonna say is that Avengers 4 better bring Gamora back and give her a good ending. That's all I care about. In that case, I don't need a Guardians. Alright, I'm good. Otherwise, yeah. Someone make me fucking Guardians 3.
I saw somebody say that they should just make Thor 4 and make it a Guardians movie.
Oh, basically. Combo. It's a Thor movie. Well, yeah, I mean, Thor and the Guardians already bonded, so sure.
Put them together.
Although...
It would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be interesting. It would be kind of interesting.
I don't know.
Thor 4.
But it does Guardians. But we do need something with Gamora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I demand
I will not be happy with that ending.
Yeah.
Then the Soul Stone. Give me something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we can just move on to now that we're talking about Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just
bright news. Bright news.
Yeah. Kevin Feige is getting the David O. Selznick Achievement Award from the Producers Guild of America.
Yeah.
Which is apparently the highest honor that they can give, I think it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty good considering 10 years. Well, right. Obviously he would have started before that.
Yeah.
It's 10 years since the movie came, mm-hmm. since Iron Man came out.
But it's been 10 years of Marveling.
And yeah, I'm sure, like Matt was asking, is it possible he's the most profitable producer? And I'm like, no, because like, it depends on what level you think of that, Matt. Because, like, obviously Spielberg is...
Oh, right.
Peed, like, everything.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
So, I'm like, I'm probably... He said, no, probably you're right. The Amblin guys really probably are higher.
Yeah.
And it's like, but in that short of a time, right. to go from nothing to, that's probably right.
That is probably,
and they're like...
That's probably some kind of record, right?
He's built something pretty, obviously, pretty special.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, I actually went to the Iron Man screening of... the beginning of the little Marvel Film Festival that they're doing. Marvel Studios Film Festival that they're doing, which is just an excuse to make more money.
Are they going through all the movies?
They're doing all of them in order. So for a day.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then they've got 2 days where like one day it's the like the origin stories, but it's, you know, it's weird choices of the origin stories. And then there's the team ups, which is like, it's, it, I was like, I think the team ups is like, is it just two of the... I'm trying to remember what they are. I can't even remember. Anyway, but what I said, I know Guardians is one of them.
Okay.
I think it's Guardians 2.
Okay.
It's not the first one, it's the second one, which doesn't
That's
make sense
random.
To me. But,
And they put that as a team-up?
That's a team-up.
Who's teaming up with them other than
I
they were already a team?
They
like, they're the
with
team.
Yondu, but they do in the first one, too,
that
so,
sounds,
like...
Okay.
Well,
that
and what
fake.
I told Matt was, like, they missed an opportunity to make that day... the Avengers Day, and just do Avengers, Age of Ultron, Civil War, and then Infinity War.
Oh, there you go.
Which really should have been, though, because those are the Avengers.
Yeah.
Civil War is Avengers 2.5.
Or, I was going to say, like, just pretend like Avengers 2 never happened, like, Age of Ultron never happened, and, like, Civil War is Avengers 2.
And then they had people vote for the last day they're playing two of the movies again.
Oh, okay.
And the vote was for Iron Man and the Avengers, which is funny because I think that means Iron Man's playing three times because it's
That's
on
funny.
The origin day too, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we went to Iron Man, which looked amazing. It's the first time it's been shown on an IMAX screen, and the Chinese is the best theater in the world, in my opinion.
So they must have updated it. I think I would. Imagine.
I would guess something, but it just looked like immediately I was like, "Holy crap! I love this theater." Because at first I was like, "Well." Maybe I don't need to go, because we did just watch them all, as we talked about extensively at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but, you know, we're like, no, we'll go see a few of them.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that one, and the first Avenger had also never been shown on an IMAX screen.
Cool.
And then we're doing Avengers, and because that's Matt's favorite. Although, I think Infinity War may have outplaced it now.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the Winter Soldier, because that's obviously my favorite.
Obviously.
But, yeah, it just, like, the minute the movie started, I was like, no, I'm glad I'm here, because it looks so amazing. So, I was very happy. And every time I watch that movie, I'm just like, it really is a good movie. Like, considering, you know, what it had to do, no one had ever heard of this character before outside of comic book fandom. And just to start what it began, like, it is such a good movie.
Yeah.
It really, really is. So, yeah, I was really excited. So now, tomorrow, we do the first Avenger and the Avengers back-to-back.
Right.
I think there's, like, an hour break between them.
That's cool.
And then, the Winter Soldier on Saturday.
Nice.
We talked about maybe going to see more, but I think we're going to be too tired.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sitting in a theater. There was a dude who was there in front of us, though. I heard him talking to somebody else, being like, are you guys going to be here for anything else? And he said, yep, I have almost this exact seat for all 20 movies.
All 20 movies?
He's seeing all of them. I was like, I can't.
How much? Okay, first off, how much money would that be?
I think. I figured out it's probably...
That'd be like...
It's probably about $250.
Yeah, like that's... Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And yeah, second off, like, what else are you doing with your life? Like, you're just gonna sit there in a movie theater for...
I know, right?
Like, 4 days?
Because I think the movies vary between 10 to 14, depending on which... What time it is.
Oh, okay.
Or, no, it depends on if it's 3D or not.
Right, right.
Yeah. Because I think Iron Man was only $10, but like...
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty sure
because it wasn't 3D.
Yeah, the Avengers is 12. Oh, or something like
that. I see. But it's only one screening. It's just that some of them are 3D and some of them aren't.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
It depends
on
if they were made for 3D or not. Unfortunately, the ones that were made for 3D, we have to see in 3D, which I'm not exactly happy about because...
Yeah, 3D is dumb. I don't like it.
I think we actually probably would have bought tickets for more if it weren't for the 3D thing.
Yeah.
The ones we got in 3D, we almost sold the tickets back. And then we were like, well, we've never seen...
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers. I think it's the Avengers and the Winter Soldier. And obviously the Winter Soldier I really want to see.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, we'll just... I don't think we've ever seen it in 3D. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I see. Hopefully I got you. Hate it. I hope that you don't. I hope it's all right.
Doctor Strange we almost went to see because it's going to be in 3D. Because it does look better.
That one actually does look good in 3D, yeah.
It does look
better. For sure.
But we would like to do other things with our our Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Besides just sit in a dark theater. As much as I like the Chinese.
Understandable.
I can't... Yeah. But what's funny is, I don't know if you've heard, that, like, I don't know how much this is it's because Marvel are doing this, mm-hmm. or if they all had plans for it, mm-hmm. but all of the Harry Potter movies are apparently coming back to theaters sometime this year. I don't know when.
Oh.
And so are the Lord of the Rings movies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, is it because theater tickets are so, like, low that they're like, let's do something?
They're like, crap. Well, if you really look at it, there's not a lot coming out the rest of this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Aquaman is the next big thing I can think of, and that doesn't even come out till what, Christmas Day?
Yeah, it's like
I think
December 21st. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a few days over Christmas.
That's insane.
Yeah.
There's no, well, Fantastic Beasts.
No.
That's why Harry Potter is. Because they're leading up to
because
you've seen like Target just got the license like to expand it, and they've got tons of crap now, and there's a lot of stuff being made, a big deal being made out of Harry Potter before it. Lord of the Rings, I was trying to figure out though. I was like, I mean, the TV show hasn't cast anything yet, so I don't think it's anything about the TV show. The only thing I can think of is that, well, A, they wanted to just make money.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that is why Marvel is doing it now, because this is the slowest time of the year. There's no competition. People are going to go see it. It's an easy way to make money for everybody involved. Although I was surprised that they didn't have, like, popcorn buckets or anything.
Right.
They didn't really have anything like that. It really felt like an actual film festival as opposed to, buy things because we want to make more money. Anyway, and so, Lord of the Rings, the only thing I can think of is I think it's been 15 years since Return of the King came out.
Okay, 'cause I believe
the first one came out in 2001.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
So then it was every year.
Yeah.
For 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that...
Wow.
Would make it 15 years?
Yeah. Since? If it ended 2003.
If they're using that as an excuse?
Yeah, but you think they would have said something like, anniversary! You know?
Because we are celebrating anniversaries for things a lot now. We didn't used to. Notice, like, anniversary forever. It's like, okay, it's been 31 years since it...
Yeah.
That's not a big milestone. Yeah, right. We should have talked about it last year, otherwise we don't care right now.
Exactly.
I can't remember what it was. Something the other day. I was like,
something was like a really
years?
Random number.
Yeah, 31. It was like, that's it was so 31 stupid. Years. I'm like... Hey. I like that movie, but 31 years, woohoo, whatever.
Right.
Anyway.
So. Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen those for sure.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Every day there's an anniversary of something.
Yeah. I guess people just like wave of nostalgia people are having, you know? Maybe it's just because things are so crap right now that they're like, remember when this?
We need nostalgia and we need it bad because we need to try and remember. But that's the problem, is that it's nostalgia that's actually getting us in trouble because it's the old people who are having nostalgia for the days when, you know, racism was
Right? When things were shit. Yeah, exactly. Wait a second.
So the British having the nostalgia for the Empire, it's like, no, that's not a good thing.
Nah, no, nope.
And us for Jim Crow, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. What...
Lord. Oh, man.
Anyway. I don't want to get into that. Oh, right. I forgot completely, though. Uh-huh. Like, we have to, like, go back to DC, because I totally forgot to talk about the two things we were going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Away from the first Snowberry.
Oh, okay. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, well, so, they finally released a Wes Allen family poster, I guess, right? With Baron Iris and Nora. Okay. Which people have been waiting for however long. Even though it was like a Photoshop picture with like
season
one Grant. And I was like, this dude doesn't look like he could be married or have a child right now. Like, what did you do to him?
I could tell it was Photoshop, but I didn't look close enough to realize it was
I was like, what is happening? Wow. But anyway.
They're on set. Why not just take a picture? Take a
photo, yeah. But anyway. And they've posted little family selfies. Like, you could have just used the selfie that Jessica Parker Kennedy posted and made that the poster, and you would have been better off. But anyway, it's fine. So, their posters are always, you know, whatever. Except for, like, the wedding one. That was good. Okay, moving on. So, what am I saying? Right, so that was fine. It was like, okay, that's cute, yay. And then, like, this Snowberry shipper, of course, posts the, like, as usual, because this constantly happens. Like, this was the wedding poster, too, with, like, just, like, replace Caitlin, Iris with Caitlin, you know? But this is especially weird, because you still got, it's the Snow Allen family. The Snow Allen family, but Nora is still their child. And I was like...
Her last name isn't Snow. No, it's Snow. It is Snow.
Caitlin Snow. It is Caitlin Snow. But, that's right. No, you're like, oh, Snow, like, as in white, but what is Snow?
No,
but
no, she really is her last name. I'm getting Frost.
Yeah, Frost. Yeah,
no, it is, but it is
Snow. Yeah, it's Crystal Frost is the other... Killer Frost.
Oh, okay.
And that's, yeah. But anyway.
That's why.
Her name was Killer Frost. Because her name was Crystal Frost.
2 years.
But yeah. But anyway.
And I didn't care about Caitlin then. And yeah. I really don't care about her now.
Yeah. So anyway. So it's just hilarious how it's been 5 seasons. And.
They won't get over this.
Yes, they won't get over this.
They're married. They have a child.
Yep.
Who is half white, half black.
Yes.
And wouldn't make sense as Caitlin's. Child.
But here we are.
You'd think if anything they would have tried to like fan cast a daughter.
Right.
That would
I think that they know that that's going like that's like, too far now.
Oh, so you
know
that's what I mean?
Like that's too far now. Like then everyone would really know what was going on. You know? Yeah. You gotta stop somewhere. But I do remember when Nora first came on, like during the season, they would be like, I think that she's mad at Caitlin because Caitlin broke up her dad's marriage. And that's what
she was mad at Caitlin?
Yeah, there was a scene where, like, she meets Harry and Galen. And first off, she says that she's meeting people for the first time. And that's the only time that she's like, yeah, I meet people for the first time. So, like, she hasn't... So that means in her timeline, she doesn't know them. And then when they go away, like, when they leave, she, like, turns and, like, makes his face. And then she's like, thanks. Like, Caitlin's like, I hope that your meeting goes well. First, she spills the Killer Frost drink all over Caitlin. So, obviously, she doesn't like Caitlin. But then, when Caitlin leaves, she's like, Caitlin's like, I hope your meeting goes well. And then she's like, thanks. And then she makes this, like, evil face.
did you get an explanation as to why?
No, we don't know.
They
why.
Never explained it.
But
funny.
I'm assuming it's going to have to do with like her timeline. Like, I assume it means that Caitlin turned evil and she was killed Ross for like, yeah, 5 billion
which
times,
would actually make sense.
Yeah, yeah,
and fit the narrative
exactly. So
she breaks up their marriage.
Exactly. So they're like, yeah, she breaks up the West Allen marriage and she's her stepmom. And that's why she doesn't like her. I was like, that sounds.
Then that means you don't think she'd be a very good stepmom.
Yeah,
if
right.
If she was a good stepmom, it wouldn't. Like, she would get over it.
Yeah, she'd be
right?
Like, okay. But anyway, wow. It's fine. Anyway, so yeah. So I think that they're inspiring, you know? Like, never give up hope. Always keep dreaming.
There's, like, 5 of them, right?
Yeah, like, there's, like, 5 left. It's fine.
They're the loud ones who will never shut up.
Right. Although, I did think, I don't know if it was, like, a response or not, because I did think it was funny that, like, after that poster happened, and someone from the production, like, so Andy, he tweeted a thing about the poster, the minute poster, but he had, like, the side-by-side, right? So he was like, get over it, like, I'm tired of you guys, right?
Yeah.
And then someone from the Flash production quoted him to be like, the casting is so on point, or whatever. You know, because they thought it was just about the West Allen poster. But then I guess they must have seen that it was, like, oh, wait, this is not what this is about, and deleted it.
Whoops.
Yeah, and then, like, soon after that, one of the writers of the Flash tweeted out the poster, like, the regular poster, and was like, I hope you, like, if you like looking at this, then you're gonna love season 5. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yay.
I guess that is.
I I don't want it, obviously, yeah, because it wouldn't work, but, like, all I can think of is the equivalent of my own fandom of Glee, when everybody was, like, they really wanted Kurt and Karofsky together, even though that was even worse, because, like, dude assaulted him.
Yeah.
But, I hated when Karofsky and Blaine dated, but at the same time, it was fucking hilarious, because it was the thing they didn't want.
Right, because, like, they hated Blaine, right?
So you're like, you almost wish there, like, we need another Earth, another Earth where somewhere... Iris and Caitlin are actually together.
Gross. But yes, I see what you're, I see where you're going with this. I see the poetry of this. I
mean, it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
The marriage ends, but,
It's because it's actually because of Iris and Caitlin. Lord.
I'm sorry, just to spite
that. That is funny, though. I guess this kind of reminds you, like, I know that there's a lot of people that ship Sebastian and Kurt, right? Like, because... Yes. Sebastian was into Blaine. I was like, y'all just really hate Blaine. Like, what did Blaine do to you? I really don't understand.
Because they felt like Darren took away from Chris's spotlight.
All right. Yeah. Like, that can be the only, like, yeah, because people like, this was abusive. And I was like, okay, all these ships are fucking terrible. So I don't know why specifically you have a problem with this one.
Because somebody hurt Ryan Murphy. And so he has to hurt everybody else. And that was that show.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
If you really go into it, it's like, they really were all terrible.
You're really, yeah. They were all terrible.
They were
awful.
They, like, all Santana cheated on each other.
Horrible to Brittany for, like, the first.
She manipulated her into cheating.
Yeah.
Like
come on. They were all bad. They were all bad.
Yeah.
And Jesse threw a slushie in Rachel's face, and they end up together? Like, whatever. It's fine. It's fine.
You're like, the people who shipped Sebastian and Kurt.
Yeah.
Sebastian was going to throw...
Yeah, with the rocks in it or whatever,
the
right?
rock salt in it that scratched the rat, like, the, his iris.
Yeah.
And that was meant for Kurt.
Yep. Yep.
But you wanted them together anyway.
People are weirdos.
People are super weird.
Yeah. That's fine.
You can have your fan and ship.
That's what I mean. Like, why does fanon have to interfere now with, like, now it's like people need canon, you know? You can't just enjoy your fan and ship. It's gotta be like, what do you think? It's like, has that changed? Is that something new? Or is it just that there's more access to creators, so it happens more often?
I think it's the access to creators.
Because, like, people have always wanted, like, canon, the power of canon. It's just that they didn't have a way to do it before.
Because I'm sure if you could go back to those, like, letters to the editor kind of stuff, like... You can find
right people being like, you have to do it this way.
Yeah. You know, like, I remember to an extent with, like, because I was only involved in the Harry Potter fandom early-ish, like, right before the first movie came out, and maybe up to the second one, and then I was done.
Yeah.
And I remember, and so the books were still coming out at that point, but it was really obvious what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you were going to get Harry and Ginny, and you were going to get Ron and Hermione. Like, that was what was going to happen.
I was Harry's age as the books came out. Okay. And in the second book, when Ron was worried about Hermione when she was in the hospital because of the petrification or whatever, I was like, oh, I guess that they're going to end it together.
I saw something recently where apparently JK originally thought about putting Hermione and Fred together, and I was like, that would have been weird. I could have shipped it.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but yeah, that would have come out of nowhere.
Did you write intending that? Because that's not something I ever saw.
I feel like that was probably like
change...
a passing thought before she wrote anything down.
Maybe.
Because I didn't see that nowhere. No. Like,
yeah. And but I do have friends who, like, they like Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson better together. Like, and so they, in the movies, they're
like, I feel
like
that is
the
thing. Like, the movies,
I can understand that.
People in the movies really, like, the movies did veer people towards Harry and Hermione.
Yeah. Random aside, I had somebody who was like, fun fact, I work at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter because I like Harry Potter so much. And so you get a lot of people coming in asking for Fantastic Beasts stuff, and I'm like, I don't get why, because I think the movie was terrible.
Right.
Although, and somebody was like, well, you know, some people do like them, and then she was like, to be honest, the characters are all more likable than the Harry Potter characters. And I was like, hold up. And I was like, what? I get that to it. I was like, some of what she said was, like, they're better people.
Oh, okay,
and I'm like,
sure.
Well, they're also adults.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
These are children.
Yeah, like, how are you going to compare?
They're 17 when the, well, okay, 18 maybe.
At
when
most,
the
yeah.
last book, Harry hasn't even turned 18
right.
yet. The
right.
other two are maybe 18.
Yeah,
the other two are.
So, like, that's kind of silly. Like, unless you're like, oh, well, they're better people than Snape. You know?
And then there are people who think Snape is wonderful, and I'm
right,
like...
because they are dummies.
Because they are really stupid, because, like, I fucking hate Snape.
Snape is horrible. I hate him. I can't stand him.
Alan Rickman did a great job. Yeah. No, like, he abused not just Harry.
Right.
It's what he did to Neville.
Exactly. Actually, like, Neville's thing. Bogart was Snape, because Snape is shit.
This was a 13-year-old child who was more terrified of his teacher than anyone in the world or anything else.
Like, that just tells you everything that you need to know about
this
Snape.
This is a horrible person. Yeah. And he got worse to him afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, screw you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will fight anybody who tries to defend Snape. Snape is a terrible, terrible person. Terrible people can do one nice thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially if they're just making up for that time that the one terrible thing that they were planning on doing actually backfired on them.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it's not like...
It's true. It's not because he was a good person. It's because, oh shit, I got Lily killed.
Exactly.
Instead of just James and Harry.
Right. Which would have been acceptable.
Yes. He would have been fine with that one. Anyway. Aside. All right. Yeah. So the other... Talking about people being terrible, because we were talking about the DC Universe show,
yes,
was the live stream last night. So what was this live stream actually, anyway?
It was like the introduction to DC Daily, I think. Okay. So it's like Kevin Smith hosted the live stream, where he's sort of like introducing what DC Daily is going to be, which is basically DC All Access, but with like a panel of hosts and like various like rotating guests and stuff.
Okay.
So I know that Harley Quinn Smith, his daughter, is going to be on it.
Okay.
Sam Humphries is going to be on it. He's a DC comic writer who I love.
Okay.
Two of the hosts of DC All Access are going to be hosts here. So I'm like, so what's going to happen to DC All Access?
Probably phase out.
Yeah, probably just be now like, it's DC Daily.
Remember that thing you might have liked?
Yeah.
Now pay for it.
Right, exactly. Now it's DC partial access. But anyway.
And DC then, teasing you for that thing you'd get more out of if you paid for it.
Yes.
Just give us your money.
Yes.
Oh, anyway.
So there's a couple of others, and they'll have some cool guests and stuff. And that's starting the day that it premieres, which, like, with that DC Universe premieres, which is September 15th.
Okay.
And then they also gave a little bit of information on Titans. Like, that's where they gave out, they informed people that Titans was dropping October 12th, and it'd be weekly episodes. And also, that's pretty much all, like, that I got out of
it. So this DC thing, the show will have, like, they'll probably have interviews with Aquaman cast. And
yeah,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
I'm sure they'll have stuff like that.
So it's not going to just be about the DC TV.
No, it'll be all DC. DC news. DC comics, DC movies, DC shows.
It's a good thing when you own all of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can control completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would assume that, like you said, like, they'll have interviews, they'll have, like, exclusive stuff for anything that's coming out.
So maybe it's going to be harder for news outlets to get their exclusives because DC's going to make it, so they want to pay for it.
That makes sense.
I honestly 100% expect Disney to do something similar.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It would make sense.
Yeah.
It would suck, but it would make sense.
Yeah.
You
almost wonder if, the outlets that do get, like, more set visits and stuff, not going to be getting those things as much. Because...
Unless they get them, like, they can reveal certain things and then say, go to DC, thing for the rest, you know?
Yeah.
In order to, like, drive people there, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, it depends on how it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if it already does well on its own, then you don't need that. You can just... Yeah. But we'll see.
But...
I would love to know what the pre-sale numbers are, like, how many people are ordering it, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously not going to release that. Unless it was amazing, then they would release it.
Yes, which means it's probably not. But the live stream, I believe, was interrupted by lots of, you know, because if you're going to do anything, and it's public and loud, the trolls will find you.
Oh.
Because first I saw that the Snyder Cut trolls were out there.
Uh-huh.
Demanding
the non-existent
long dreamed of, but completely non-existent Snyder Cut.
What do they think
Justice
the
League.
Snyder Cut is? Like, that's what I don't get. I don't understand.
Darker and brooding and depressing as shit?
Yeah, but, like, how like, far, no colors? Like, do they think that, like, people just need to, like, everyone needs to come back and work on the film to the extent of Snyder's vision? Because, like, it doesn't exist. Like, there isn't a Snyder Cut.
Yeah. Unless they want lots of storyboards, which who knows how many...
Like, would they just put up a storyboard for that scene?
This is what would have happened if I had filmed all the rest of the movie. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, maybe they just want to release, like... You know what? They might be happy if someone just released the damn, like, script. Like, Snyder's script. You know what I mean? Do that.
Yeah, just give them that.
Anyway, continue. So they interrupted.
So they... Yeah, they interrupted demanding it. And, you know, somebody was talking about it, actually, is... You know, because I saw, like... Craig, K-Site TV, Craig, and somebody else on his Facebook page were talking about whether or not they would Warner Brothers would want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reasoning. And the person made a really good point that they were like, they don't think so. Mostly, because Craig said something about, like, well, it's money. Uh-huh. If they could do it, yeah. they would release it just to get the money.
Uh-huh.
And the other person was said that because they're stepping away from so much of the, not calling it the DCEU now.
Yeah.
DC Worlds?
Worlds of DC.
Yeah. Worlds of DC. Calling, you know, all of the things they're doing, making all these movies that are completely not tied to each other at yeah. all. And, you know, that as far as we know, there's nothing in Wonder Woman that has anything to do with anybody else.
Right.
There's nothing in Aquaman that has anything to do with anybody else. That maybe Warner Brothers don't want to, even if they could get the money, because they've got the bigger picture in mind, and they want you to forget Justice League even happened.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Because, I mean, it looks like Batfleck is gone, as far as we can tell.
Right. We haven't heard anything else about the Batman or whatever.
I don't think he's... And if, honestly, if that movie gets made, it's not going to be Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
I really don't... He's yeah. in rehab
He's
now,
in rehab,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't want to do the movie.
Yeah.
He's obviously having problems.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to make very much money.
Right.
Like, it may do okay, but it's not enough. And, yeah, you know, what, you don't need to tie the other characters. It might... Wonder Woman was, didn't really have... They had to bookend it,
yeah.
but otherwise...
Otherwise it wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't really need anything mm-hmm. else, and it sounds like James Wan has made Aquaman completely. And we're probably never getting a Barry Allen Flash movie.
Hey, it's supposed to start filming in February, okay?
Is it?
That's what they've said. That's what they've said.
When did they say this?
They said it, like, the permit people. Like, the people that put out the, like, movies are gonna film. So they've got the permits for February.
Where is it filming?
I think it's Vancouver.
Oh.
Which is super weird. No, sorry, it's Toronto.
Oh.
It was a different, I was like, there was something that wasn't the same. Yeah. I was like, I think it's Toronto.
it's the other
yeah.
Canadian city that you film in.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
So.
I feel like we should take bets on if that
right.
movie actually
is gonna
happens.
Happen?
Is it
going to
happen? Is it
going to
happen?
Right?
And if it happens, is it going to be
because someone asked Kiersey Clemons the other day, like, when she saw something, she said she doesn't know yet. So I'm like, well, then maybe it's not February, because they haven't told them yet.
Would,
like,
yeah. Ezra Miller would be the better one to ask,
right,
just because
sure.
he's going to have the more
yeah. but he's always,
schedule.
He's always been like, oh, we're working on this and that. And I was like, no, you aren't. You aren't doing shit, Ezra.
The movie's not happening. There's been no talk of any kind of cyborg movie.
Yeah,
like,
that was off the map. I don't know.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did see that somebody was asking, what, the Shazam director, I guess,
mm-hmm.
why The Rock isn't in the movie. And supposedly, I don't know exactly what he said, but the headlines afterwards were, the, you know, mm-hmm. Black Adam is definitely coming.
Oh, so like he's just coming in like a future movie?
But, you know, they can say that and
yeah.
just never release the movie.
Right.
Because that's what DC do.
They love doing that.
Make a good movie. No, they did make Wonder Woman, and
yes.
it was had to be in. Yeah, no. I still don't want to see Aquaman.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot to get me to actually see that movie.
I will be seeing Aquaman because my roommate is obsessed with Amber Heard. So we will be seeing it.
You can tell us how it
was. I will tell you how it was.
Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, the Snyder Cut people took over. Going back, the...
Oh, right.
The stream, and then Comicsgate assholes did.
Oh, God. That's crazy. Like, people are such, like...
Which, the comic... Okay, I've obviously been seeing stuff about Comicsgate, but I haven't been on social media all that much
yeah.
lately. So, basically, it's just the same, like, racist,
mm, yeah,
sexist
exactly.
trolls.
Like, take back our comics or whatever.
Who want just white
yeah.
people and,
white
you
dudes
know,
and
misogyny. And...
Yeah, and they're tired of, you know, feminism and whatever. And tired of, I don't know what... being made to look like the bad guys that they are, like.
or not getting to be the winners
yeah.
all the time and get everything that they want.
Yeah.
Because this is the only way they get everything that they
right.
want, because they're terrible people, and
exactly.
if their heroes aren't getting it, and they're not getting it in real life.
Mm-hmm. That always reminds me of
show...
that from the social network. Is that what it's called?
Oh,
social
yeah.
network,
social
like,
network.
You know, like, when you think it's unfair, and, like, you it thinks because you're a nerd or whatever, I can't remember what you said, like, I want you to know that it's not true. It'll be because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
It's true, guys.
That is what it is.
If you are a nice person and listen to other people, you might get laid.
Ah!
You might have friends.
Right.
You might have a better job,
mm-hmm.
and et cetera, et cetera. But if you're a jerk, nobody's going to want to be your friend.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to want to sleep with you. Nobody doesn't want to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
This works awful enough.
Right, yeah.
don't want to work with terrible people.
Don't make it worse.
yeah. Sad. But it's sad that, like, Did you watch the live stream?
I did not get to watch the live stream, no.
Because I wonder how.
And it was disappeared. Like, it's gone now. Yeah. Like, I tried to watch it today and it was already gone.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which I hope that means they're going to put it up, like, in full, you know? Because, like, what if you missed the live stream and then you would like to.
Yeah, really.
Sometimes they, like, take down the live stream and then they put up, like, a non-live version, you know? Like, the one that wouldn't have the comments and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
I just lament humanity. Why do stupid people? And the problem is that they're the loudest voices.
Yeah.
That's always the way
it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sigh. Anyway, let's get on to something.
Yeah, that was like an hour worth of news, so.
That wasn't at all. So, yes, things to watch on Netflix, because we watched things on Netflix.
We have watched things on Netflix.
Which I didn't do it on purpose, but it was just Netflix was there, mm-hmm. and I watched things. We'll start with the potato peel
pie. The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society.
I thought it was the Guernsey Potato Peel
Pie. No, Potato Peel Pie is definitely second.
Okay.
Because in the opening scene, the flashback scene or whatever, she's like, the Guernsey Literary, and then the other guy, like, vomits because of the potato peel. He's like, oh, the potato peel pie! And then he vomits. So it's like, and Potato Peel Pie Society!
That's right. Okay. Yes. We watched this. It's a British movie based on a book.
Yes, it is based on a book, which is interesting because it's, about... I don't know,
it's about books.
Yeah, it's about books. It's about a book society, fake book society, but it was created to cover up a pig roast from the Nazis. From the German occupants. Occupation.
Yes, of the island of Guernsey, which is closer to France than
to England.
Than England, yeah. And they got screwed and got occupied mm-hmm. during World War II.
Yeah, which I did not know about this. So.
I didn't actually know about this either.
Yeah, so I learned something.
Says the girl with the British history degree. Yeah. But it's mostly older British history.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was too new for you.
Yeah. I studied what is literally, it's modern Britain, which is not.
Not modern?
We're not living in modern. We're living in postmodern.
Interesting.
If you study history, modern is about the 14th, 15th, 16th century. We're postmodern now.
Wow. So yes, what happens after that? What do we become next?
That's a very good question. You'll have to ask a different historian.
Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah. It's this very tiny island that's occupied, and they start this society because they're forced to, because they've just announced it to the Nazis, and they're like, well, crap.
So they're going
to
register it, yeah. And now they actually read books.
Yes. And then it continues after the occupation's over and the Nazis are finally defeated.
Yes.
And gone. And then they write, the guy writes to this
Right. So author. The guy writes this celebrated author.
Who's wrote like two books.
Yeah.
She hasn't written a lot.
But she's
apparently liked her book.
For one of those books. Yeah. The other one only 28 people bought.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he wants to know if she has a copy of
some children's book or something?
Yeah, like some kind of Shakespeare book or something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I feel like it was related to Shakespeare, but it was like for Kit. It was like for Kit to read.
Oh, there you go.
I think. And it.
Because that's what they're reading at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So he writes to her. I don't. Yeah, whatever. I don't know how he got that information, but he's a clever
man. Why
her
specifically?
Yeah.
But...
It's not clear. Anyway, so they start writing. So she sends him the book. But asks him a couple questions, like, why? Why do you want this?
Yeah.
And through the course of their letters, he reveals sort of the story of the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society to her. And she is fascinated by this story and wants to research it and maybe write about them.
Yes.
So So
she goes to Guernsey. Mm-hmm. After having gotten engaged to some American she met 6 months before.
Yeah. So she's dating
this
dude.
She's having flashbacks to, like, her parents dying during the war, right?
Yeah. So she's got some trauma that's not really...
It's not really a lot.
They don't really
like,
go
into
it.
It's just to be, like, she has trauma, too.
Yeah. So, like, maybe that's sort of her connection, but she never, like, really verbalizes that connection, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she's,
I think she does say so. She lost people, too.
Right. She says,
so
I love
that's
her. That's
as much as you
says,
get. Yeah.
Too. Yeah. So she is avoiding her book tour for her latest book. And also, I guess, got engaged. Well, the engagement was kind of a surprise. Like, he engaged her before she left. He proposed her just right before she left. But...
Because it's weird, because it's like, is she trying to get away from him? If so, why did she say yes?
Yeah. She'd be like, can I
That happened
answer?
Literally before she leaves.
Right. She could have been like, let me tell you when I get back. Like, let's wait until I get back. You know?
Yeah.
But instead she was like, yes, great! So, okay, bye! But anyway... Of course, she falls in love with the town, its inhabitants, one inhabitant in particular.
Played by Dario Naharis.
Yes, played by Dario Naharis, who's always, like, the dude that gets left behind, but this time I guess he didn't. So, good for him. But yeah, and her fiancé is the dude from Glenn Powell from Set It Up. So Netflix has begun recycling, just like Noah Centineo is, you know, All the Boys I've Loved Before, and now he's going to be in Sierra Burgess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Netflix has learned from the BBC Orphanage of recycling cast, because it's easier if you can just keep the same people.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and like the CW, where you'll always have a job if you worked at CW.
It's true.
They will never leave you starving. So anyway, so yeah, it was like, you know, it was interesting from like a historical perspective, right? Like I didn't.
Yeah.
For that, I was very interested, you know, and I did feel like for the plight of these people that they had lost so much,
yeah,
and that they've sort of been overlooked since, right?
Yes.
So that was really interesting. I personally was not like moved by the romance.
Yeah, once they really started doing the almost kisses, because there are several of them.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I can kind of feel chemistry between these two, but sure. But I'll admit, I was only half watching. And this is the kind of, like, British historical romance
mm-hmm.
that's, like...
You should be all over that.
That's hitting all the marks for
me,
right?
Yeah.
And I was like, it just... For some reason, the way it was being mm-hmm. told, it wasn't... I had a hard time keeping track of what was going on sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I supposed to feel here?
Yes. Like, that was a thing, because I felt like all of her explanations for, like, her avoidance of her man and her job or whatever, like...
And why she stopped wearing the wedding ring.
Right.
Or like, the engagement ring.
It could be believable, you know? But it was because people were just looking at her like, well, clearly you don't love him. So like, then you're like, well, clearly she doesn't love him. And clearly she loves this other dude.
It's like, but no, like, she's making sense. But okay, but that's not what the narrative's telling me.
Yeah, the narrative's so telling me that she's lying to herself and everyone else.
Yeah.
But there's like no explanation for why. Like, I don't understand. Like, they could have just excised the fiancé, I think, from the movie completely. And just have had like, oh, a burgeoning romance with this dude, but then she has to go back and fulfill the book deal, right? Like, one would think she would have to go back eventually, right?
Yeah.
Or she writes the book, and that's the betrayal, right? And that's the breakup moment for them. Something like that.
Something, you know?
Like, something, anything else other than just, like, this, like, oh, I guess you're engaged, and you didn't tell me that this is totally unnecessary. So, anyway.
It's supposed to be, like, she has this life that I guess you're supposed to idealize. And she's supposed to love, but it's not what she wants. And it's like, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to be for everybody. Some people do like the small town life.
Exactly.
And want to, you know.
I'm going to say something wild, but I felt like this movie had a lot in common with Mamma Mia. Especially the fact that Lily James was in both of them. Mamma Mia 2, I mean. Here we go again. And also, it's just like randomly comes to a small village and is like, I want to live here and fix it. So
I haven't seen Mamma Mia.
Okay, well, that's what happens.
Okay.
It's the story of how she fell in love with that little island or town or whatever in Greece, and how she decided to open that hotel thing.
Okay.
And I feel like Mamma Mia did it better. I mean, obviously, this one was more interesting with the backstory, right? And the historical backstory was much more interesting. But like, in terms of like me like believing that she fell in love with this town and decided to stay there, like just like totally wildly, I was like, I feel Lily James more in Mamma Mia too.
Yeah. I wanted to feel it more. Mm-hmm. And then the ending just feels so rushed.
Right.
Because it's just like, okay, she just gets on the plane and goes back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, next scene, she's breaking up with the fiancé.
Yeah.
And then she writes the book and is gone for a while, I guess. Yeah. I'm like, why didn't you just go back?
Yeah, I feel like she could have just broken up with the fiancé when he showed up. And then wrote the book there, and we would never.
He asked her straight out.
Yeah, he was like,
"Have you changed your mind?
Right.
Say yes." Or even, I don't know.
Right, but no, she was like, "Nope, I'm good."
And went back.
Yeah,
and then and I feel like Matthew Good's character, like, coddles her too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you really need to, because there's a one point where he's like on the phone with her again, and he just is like, tells the secretary, like, cross off another date.
Yeah,
she's not coming back.
Yeah,
and it's
like, this man's losing money.
Yeah, I guess it's because they've been best friends forever.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's just like, I don't know. And then, yeah, all of a sudden, there's the silly moment of Darian O'Harris gets there and gets off the boat as she's getting on the boat.
Yeah.
And then she sees him.
Right.
And then
which
they get
wasn't
off.
Even necessary, right? Because...
I was like, why did you send the book ahead? Why didn't you show up with
exactly,
the book?
Exactly! It wasn't necessary at all. Like, it wasn't... Like he himself said, she wasn't gonna get married to the other guy.
Yeah.
You know? And she was coming. Right? Yeah. I guess she was giving him a heads up, like, I'm coming. But...
I feel like it should have been that she was waiting for them to come to her,
as
opposed to she's still coming anyway.
Right.
That felt weird.
That part was super strange.
I do like that she proposes to him.
That was cute. I liked that. Yeah, that was cute.
And then,
liked that, too. He was like, oh, surprising.
and then the next scene, they're just married in and they bought Elizabeth's house?
Was that Elizabeth's house?
I think it's supposed to be.
Well, that's creepy. I mean, I guess they were living with her daughter, but
yeah,
it was a little bit weird.
It's weird.
I will say, I thought that Lily James, and, like, they even dyed her hair, or put a wig or something, so she looked even more like Sybil. Jessica Brown Findlay, because I was like, they look so similar. At first, in the first scene, I thought, like, this is the backstory of, like, this was Lily James's mom. And I was like, nope, this was not Lily James's mom. This is just Jessica Brown Findlay being a character that is not in any way related to Lily James.
Who she's never going to meet.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
You just have to explain why he has a kid?
Yeah.
And why there's some mystery.
Right. I mean, I guess it was sort of like...
a mystery.
Yeah. Like, it was interesting that, like, she felt such a connection to Elizabeth, but I feel like maybe if he had started, like, Elizabeth was the thing that she was going to find to begin with, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that part was a little bit
like maybe she had some ties to her in some way.
Yeah. Like, that would have been a stronger pull of, like, I have to, you know, but.
Yeah. Like, maybe Elizabeth was the one who started sending letters.
Yes.
And then it became this other person. She's like, well, what happened to her?
I love it.
That would have been better.
Ah, what a writer. The writer in you. But anyway.
Yeah.
But it was cute.
It was very cute. Yeah. Like, it's a good if you're sick in bed. Just something cute to watch.
And you like Lily James.
And it's funny, I was going to say, and then it's just something sweet, and you're like, but we're talking about Nazis killing people.
Right, it's not that sweet. But, you know, it's nice how they pick up the pieces afterward.
Yeah.
There you go, that's what's sweet about it.
It's the idea of, it's a family.
Exactly, it's a found family.
Like a found family, and that's...
Yeah, and they help each other, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's sweet about it. And then they let her in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like... Don't rush out to watch it.
Right.
But it's, you know.
Like us.
If you have an afternoon.
Leisurely put it on.
If you have an afternoon where you're sick in bed.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you should watch it. Rush out and watch. Because it was adorable.
Yes. And you already rushed out to watch it, I'm sure.
And honestly, everybody's seen it at this point. And we talked about it briefly last week. Is the other Netflix.
Yeah. To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Which was absolutely adorable.
Yes, that was a romantic comedy done perfectly right.
Although I do have to say, I was very glad that they actually did reference 16 Candles.
Oh,
yes! I was like, this is totally 16
Candles.
Yes! And then they referenced it, and I'm like, okay, well, I feel okay now.
Yeah. So the homage! The homage!
Like, this feels really similar.
But yeah, that was such a sweet movie. I mean, I love Lana Condor's performance. I think she's great. And I've never seen her anything before. I don't know where she comes from. I actually just interviewed her for... For Deadly Class.
Yeah.
Which I'm now going to watch because of her. So she did an excellent job. And I really liked, like, even though they didn't get to show as much of it, as I'm sure there is in the books, but, like, the dynamic between the sisters, I think, was, like, nice to see, you know. And even, like, that they put, like, just, like, the right amount of backstory for, like, them and then, like, the dad, so you see, like, why she would feel this way, you know, about liking her sister's boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that she goes, like, such extremes so that her sister doesn't find out that she liked her boyfriend, you know? But, like, it's important because of the dynamic that they have.
Yeah. It's a good family.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. And, of course, like, everyone's obsessed with Noah Centineo or whatever his name is.
Which is the one who plays the Peter?
The dude that plays Peter, yeah.
Okay.
I will admit that, once again... I thought Peter and Josh were the same person at first. I did not tell the difference between them. Like, I was really confused. But...
I can see that. I think I was confused for a moment there.
Yeah.
I probably did only because I actually find the guy who played Josh more attractive.
Oh!
Which sucks because he's actually the problematic
one. Yeah, he's an asshole in real life.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
But, so at first I was like, yeah, I don't want her to get with the other guy. And then I'm like, no, she totally should need to be with
Right, right. Actually. Like, after, like, once you get in, like, a third of the way and you're like, well, that's obviously what's gonna
happen. Yeah, you're like, oh, no, this is good.
He definitely is, like, an ideal romantic comedy guy. You know, like, he wasn't, like, barely problematic. He was, like, you know, catered to her all the time. Like, it was great. And I've definitely seen, like, some, I don't know, like, people will be like, oh, well, people are hyping it too much, or like, oh, it was cute, but, like, it's not all that. But, like, romantic comedy is, like, as viable a genre as anything else is, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, for its, you know, it was, like, pinnacle of romantic comedy, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well, and it's important because it's been, like, so, like, it really did go out of favor, romantic comedies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and Netflix really is bringing them back.
And, yeah, they are. And the more important thing is that it's not a white
movie. Right. It's different. Like, people haven't seen this.
Yes.
You know?
It's a different family dynamic. Mm-hmm. I like how much they brought in, like, the mom's culture, even though she wasn't even there anymore. And, like, right. The dad was trying to keep that alive. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really special.
Yes.
And, you know, and, but at the same time, beyond that, mm-hmm. it's almost like her race isn't made a big deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Which, like, actually was good, because at first I was like, she's not Korean. Yeah. And her sister, the actress like her sister, is half Chinese. And so I was like, neither of these people are Korean. And I think the third sister, I feel like she's just white. But they did say in the book that the third sister looks white. So I was like, okay, I accept this. But I was like, nobody here is Korean. So I'm glad that they looked didn't up make because it. Because
Janelle Parrish, I was like, wow, I didn't know she was Korean. And I looked, like, it up and I was like,
she is not.
No, she's half Chinese.
Exactly. But weird. I didn't get upset about it because I was like,
I wonder,
like,
why they didn't just make them...
Yeah, just say that there's something Vietnamese or whatever, but I guess, because I think the characters writer, are the writer is Korean,
yeah, so she was writing the characters in the book, and some people, yeah, that wouldn't be
that would be weird, yeah, but so I'm glad that they didn't emphasize, you know, the Korean part in there, because I would be like, that's gonna be weird,
yeah,
but they didn't, so it was fine, but like you said, like, it was nice that the dad was, like, trying to keep that going, and that they felt, you know, like, they called themselves the Song Sisters or whatever, because they felt connected to their mom, which is really sweet, but yeah, Peter and they had great chemistry. They had excellent chemistry, which is, you know, sometimes you watch. There's a bunch of movies, like, not necessarily even romantic comedies, but just, like, movies with romances in them where it's just, like, super lukewarm, and you're like, I could have done without that.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm glad that they.
And I like that eventually she's able to have the friendship with Josh again. Like, it's not
that was
like,
nice. I like that they didn't villainize him. Yeah, or they didn't. You know.
He doesn't feel like he's friend zoned and then becomes problematic in that way.
Right, it's right. Just, like, even was great was when Peter stands up for her or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And Josh was like, well, he should have done that sooner. But you know, and that was like as a protective friend.
Yes.
Thing. You know? And he's also like the one that sort of like points out the love letters or the notes are love letters or whatever. So I think that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. It was very cute. It's definitely worth watching.
Yes. I think if I had to, like, point out, like, a thing that I personally consider a flaw, would be that I thought the Jen part was kind of underdeveloped. In that, like, I have no idea why someone like Peter, would be with someone like Jen.
Yeah.
For as long as they were together, you know?
Yeah.
And why, how...
And put up with the way that she was treating
everybody. Like, a cartoon villain. So it's like, how could their relationship have been deep enough that he would, like, go to her room... You know, after the hot tub with Lara, and then not explain to Lara Jean what was happening, and then, like, have this discussion about the relationship that we didn't get to see, you know? Yeah. So I was like, it's not believable. That's just not, this is fake. But, but like, Jen
he was a bit too mature for his age, I guess is what it is. Like, yeah. It's like you get an explanation for Jen in the scene where she talks to...
Right.
And she's like, well, I have this problem in my family. And it's like, yeah, but that doesn't make it okay for you to treat other people badly.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has bad... Like, you already said that she lost her mom, and, like, she's had those problems, and she doesn't treat you like shit.
Yeah.
You were friends once. Well,
exactly. Oh, yeah, also, they were friends once.
Yeah.
So I was like, Jen does not make sense. Yeah. But otherwise... But, like, you know, like, everyone... You know,
she was their little villain.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's got their cartoon villain, so that's fine. Yeah. But, yeah. But otherwise, like, you will not care about Jen, so it's not really matter. It does not matter. The rest of the movie
she's
is
just
perfect.
There to be a foil.
Yeah.
And she's not developed as a very
It kind of reminded me of the Bella Thorne's character in The Duff. Have you seen The Duff?
No.
Well, The Duff is another, like, teen romantic comedy that is amazing, and I love it. I love The Duff. But it was, like, that, like, the main guy, who was Robbie Amell, LOL, was dating horrible girl Bella Thorne, but he was also superficial and, you know, whatever. And then he, like, becomes less superficial because of, what's her name? Doesn't matter. Daughter from Parenthood.
Which I just watched.
Well, this girl who's awesome.
Okay.
Mae Whitman!
Okay, yes.
So he, like, becomes superficial because of her, and then he dumps his girlfriend because he realizes that she's superficial enough, you know?
Okay.
So it's sort of like, I would see, like it felt like that was what Peter was gonna do, but then it wasn't what Peter was gonna do, because he was already wonderful and perfect. So I don't know why he was written, is what I'm saying.
Yes. So maybe he felt like he had to be because she was a cheerleader?
Yeah, right?
She was a cheerleader.
Yeah, I guess she was a cheerleader, he was a jock, right? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe it made sense at the beginning of their relationship.
Yeah.
And it just kept going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
He grew up before she did, which is...
So, like, hidden backstory of Peter and Jen, please. Thank you.
So there's more than one book?
There's three books. I put four fingers up, but there's three books. It's like, To All the Boys I Loved Before, and then something like, P.S. I Still Love You, and then, like... Love Always, Laura Jean, or something like that. Love Forever, Laura Jean.
What are the other stories, you know?
Well, the first movie was actually, like, the first book and a half. So they went far into the second book. I know that at some point there's, like, a college, you know, like, it's when she goes to college, and there's, like, college problems, you know?
Because it always puts a strain on that kind
of
relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's as far as I know. Like, that's all I know.
Okay.
But, yes, obviously Peter is...
Because I wonder if they're going to make it.
I mean,
if it did well.
Yeah, it seemed like it did really well. So, like, I'm sure that they're gonna, like, and, like, there's, like, all these, like, you know, memes getting, like, hundreds or, you know, tens of thousands of retweets, hundreds of thousands of likes, or whatever, you know? So, like, clearly, it's got traction.
Probably, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's
good. Go team!
Yes. Make more of those things. So now you have also watched a little bit of Casa de las Flores.
Yes, foreign things happened. I watched the first
Guernsey
episodes.
Guernsey counts as foreign.
It's yeah, it's British. Great. You're right. Foreign language things happened. So I watched the first episode of Casa de las Flores, which is also called House of Flowers. And it says it's a Netflix original, so I guess Netflix is producing it.
I think it's supposed to be like their first.
Spanish language
that they're
original.
Producing for the U.S. market,
yeah.
Maybe?
Oh, maybe, yeah. So it is, I mean, it is kind of like a, you know, like, it's kind of like a telenovela, like, with the family drama kind of thing. Like, that's what, like, what they're aiming for. And it's also got, like, I feel like it's got a little bit of, like, a Desperate Housewives feel, just because, like, it starts off with, like, a death, you know, and then it's, like, maybe, like, reasons behind this death. Although it's a suicide, not a murder, but... We don't know the reason why she did it, and like it, like the fact that it happened, like uncovers secrets about the family, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was interesting, and it was like funny. But it's like I've watched two episodes, and I'm like, there's 13 episodes in the season. I feel like it's kind of like slow, like it's a really slow pace. Uh-huh. Like the first episode was a birthday. Yeah, it was, like, the dad's birthday, the head of the family, the patriarch's birthday, if you will. And, like, people have all, like, come to show up. And then, like, at the end of the episode is when you find out that this woman, who's, like, a friend of the family, killed herself. Like, at the party or whatever. And I think you also, like, uncover at that moment that was, like, the dad's lover.
Oh.
You know?
Which makes sense. Because otherwise it was, like, why would you kill yourself at the party?
Yeah. So
obviously there's something there.
Yeah, and then the second episode, it's like her funeral and like all there was like this like whole involved drama about like trying to keep the mom from going to the funeral, but then the mom ends up going to the funeral anyway. you know. And then of course her daughter is actually the dad's daughter as well, so they have like a new half sister.
Nice.
And she's gonna come live with the family. So there's And
this is definitely at the level.
Yeah. And so it's called House of Flowers, or like, you know, like half like that, and then also like brothers and sisters, right? It's kind of like. So the House of Flowers is the name of the mom's flower shop. Okay. She's got like this like big fancy flower shop, but it's also the name of the lover's cabaret. Like she named it after. Or actually, the dad really named it the same thing as his wife's flower shop.
That's weird.
Yeah. And somehow, like, the mom had no idea that cabaret existed. And I was like, how poorly did this cabaret do that no one had ever heard of it?
Yeah, right.
It was so very strange. And also, like, it turns out that, like, the eldest daughter, Paulina, who's, like, she's, like, kind of the main protagonist, she knew about the whole affair. And she was, like, helping the dad keep it a secret. And So I don't know, it's kind of weird. It was like super strange. Like,
why would you do that?
Yeah, it was really weird. It was really weird. But the one thing that I found it really interesting, and I'm not sure where it's going to go yet, because like Mexican shows or Mexican television is very white, right? They get like the whitest people that they can find.
Yeah.
As a lot of cultures do.
Yeah. This is the problem with colonization.
Yes. So, but they do have, like, and of course, like, they have a maid, and she's darker skin, so I'm like, oh, okay. But the younger daughter, she comes from the U.S., and she brings her boyfriend with her, and he is black, and he's American. So I was like, I've never seen this before! It's a Mexican show, but there's a black person in it! Like,
really?
Like, yeah, like, you very rarely see that. Even though black people exist in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, just like indigenous people exist, and you almost never see them unless they're a homeless person randomly on the street in the background. So.
Nice.
Anyway, so he shows up, and at first, like, Jessica also watched this episode. And so she was like, I'm not sure why he's here aside from, like, to comment on how racist these people are. And I was like, that does feel like his purpose. It feels like he is here to point out that these people are racist.
He's our voice. And yeah, be like, exactly. We know.
Yeah.
But we're still going to write that one.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. But, like, they seem sweet. Like, their relationship seems sweet. Although he doesn't understand Spanish. And so, like, the people keep having, like, Spanish conversations in front of him. And he's just like,
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And then he just, like, looks at her like, eh, okay. But then there's the eldest son of Roberta, who's the chick that kills herself. So he's, like, an adult, whatever. And it seems like there's, like, some romantic history between him and dude's girlfriend, the younger daughter.
Oh, okay.
So, because there's a whole moment where he's like, so you guys are, like, brother and sister, right? Because they had just found out that the younger daughter is his sister. And then she's like, no! And they're like, no, no! And they're like, oh, she's my sister, and she's my sister, but we are not brother and sister! So I was like, uh-oh. This is clearly a romantic thing that's happening, and...
Otherwise, why are you, like, protesting so
hard? Yeah, exactly. So then this random boyfriend is gonna go back home to America very soon. So, sucks to be you, boyfriend. Anyway, but yeah, so if you like, you know, like, involved family dramas, and if you watched Overboard, which was actually quite funny, I don't know if you saw Overboard, the one with...
Anna Faris?
Yes, thank you, Anna Faris. That movie was actually really cute, but anyway, the main girl from this one, the eldest daughter, or yeah, the eldest daughter, the actress is Claudia Suarez, and she was the evil sister in Overboard, and it was kind of funny because Jessica watched it first, and she's like, there's this actress here that just, like, talks in a really slow and stilted way, and it's really driving me nuts. And I was like, and she's like, and I feel like it's fake. Like, I feel like there's, like, she must be doing it for the character. And then I was like, that's interesting. I know one actress that talks that way. And it was the same actress.
Oh, no.
So it was not for the character. It's just the way she talks. But I also thought it was for the character when I watched Overboard, because I was like, it makes sense, because, like, that character's really fake, you know? So yeah. She's, like, faking everything. Oh, I was like, gosh. Nope, that's just how she talks. So don't be thrown off by if you hear someone speaking slow, stilted Spanish. It's just how she talks.
That's funny.
Anyway, so there you go. That's my House of Flowers.
So are you going to keep watching?
Yes, I think I'll do. I mean, it's 13 episodes. And yeah, I was like, something. Yeah, and it's just, and it's fun. Like, it is, like, I want to see, like, oh, like, there's two characters that are, like, you know, secretly together. Like, they're gay and they're secretly together, even though they're both married, right?
People.
So you're like, oh, what's going to happen here, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, obviously I want to see what happens with this daughter and with the new secret daughter. And if the, like, mom divorces the dad or not. So, sure. You know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. When I saw the press release come through, I was like, I might watch this if I have time.
Yeah, like, if you enjoy family hijinks.
Sometimes it can just be, like, I used to watch soap operas, so.
And you gotta practice your Spanish, don't you?
And I have to practice my Spanish, so there you go. Sometimes, every once in a while, one line in, like, an American show that I have to tell Matt that's not actually what they said.
Right,
because they translate at the bottom, and you're like, that's not what it said. Mm-hmm. That's not enough to test my Spanish. So there you go. Every once in a while, maybe I'll do it.
Yes. And then a couple weeks ago, when Jessica was here, she had watched the first episode of a show called Switched, a Japanese drama that was 6 episodes. I have now seen all 6 episodes.
Okay.
So I can, like, I did think it was very good, a very good show, especially the first half I really, really liked. I loved the way that they dealt with, you know, like...
That's the one with the two girls.
Yes, it's two girls who switch bodies.
Yeah.
Well, it's really one girl that planned the body switch, right? Yes. The girl that was caught unawares. So, like, I liked how they dealt with, like, you know, this cliche, like, it's who you are inside that counts, but, like, this was really obvious because it was, like, she, like, couldn't understand why. She's
literally
why.
Not a person
inside. Yeah, it's literally a different person inside, so she, like, couldn't understand why things weren't working out for her even when she was in this new body, right? Like, because she'd, like, be an asshole to someone, and then suddenly, like, that person would be mad at her because she was an asshole to them, you know?
Shocker.
Right, surprise! And also, like, how, like, and then at the same time, to see how the other girl, right, the girl that was pretty, that is now the ugly girl, was, like, gaining friendship slowly because she had Kaga, right, the guy who's in love with her, on her side already. Like, he found out about the switch really early on, and so he was, like, helping her through it. Because, like, you have one person who helps you, and then it's much easier to,
yeah,
you know, gain more. So she's, like, watching how this other girl in her body can still get things that she couldn't get. So she has to, like, you know, come to terms with, like, what was,
maybe
you know,
you need to
change it's me.
Yourself.
It's all of me. It's not just my face, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. So that was really interesting. I felt like my issue with it, that it's, like, I felt like halfway through there was, like, a weird switch. Like, but yes, there is a second switch halfway through, and okay. At that point I was like, okay, this is too much, like, it's getting to be about, like, body hopping, like, I don't really care about that as much.
Yeah.
And also, I had a ship that I loved, and that ship does not end up together, and then I was really sad, but that's not really that important, because the message was still there, and it was good, yeah. but I felt like the second half was not as strong as the first half. However, there was a really good part at the end.
Interesting to say about a 6-episode show.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's just that, like it was all one complete story, so yeah. You should watch the whole thing. But the first half, you know, like, they could have done 6 episodes with just the one body switch. And then gone back at the end, you know.
Yeah.
But because they were following a manga, like, it is based on a manga.
Okay.
And the manga had a whole little thing about, like, oh, like, the point is, like, you can't switch back with the same person. Because if you switch back with the person, you'll just die. So that's why they have to end up doing,
oh, okay,
like, a whole little, in order to be able to switch, you know.
Okay.
Like, bypass that, right? So that part I was like, can we just skip this part and just and just switch back the normal way?
You didn't have to do that part of the story. Yeah, that's a bit too in-depth. Unless you're really doing, like,
right,
true science fiction.
Yes. Like, that's the only reason why I was like, that's not necessary. It's not necessary. But anyway, it was really interesting. And then also, I was glad that they did show, because for a while I was concerned that it was going to be just like, oh, well, if you're ugly inside, you'll be ugly outside. And if you're pretty inside, you'll be pretty inside. And I was like, well, that's not true. But they did show that, like, her mother's, you know, abuse or, like, neglect or whatever also played a factor in how she was. So then her mother changed towards her, which helps her change, you know, and then they wanted to help her now that they saw how horrible her life was, and so then that makes it easier for her. And
so they're better people because they want to help her.
Yes,
as opposed,
like,
to,
I mean,
screw you, you tried to steal my body.
But for a while, like, they do have a time where they're like, well, let's just fucking, like, whatever, let's just do the switch, and if she fucking dies, she dies, right? But then they're like, you know what, we can't be like that, we have to actually understand her and get her to, you know, to understand us, etc. So then, like, they were nicer to her because they knew about what happened, and then that helps other people be nicer to her, etc. So it was nice. It was a nice message. It was good. And it's just 6 episodes. And each episode was, like, at most 40 minutes. So it's really no time at all.
Yeah, that's really quick.
Yeah.
But where can we see it? Nowhere.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
Yes, Netflix.
Oh, it is on Netflix.
All of these are Netflix, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yes.
I just remember Jessica talking about it being on
Japanese. Oh, because
Japanese.
She was saying that she didn't know if it was a Netflix original or a Japanese
show
that's happening
on
Netflix.
Okay.
And she's saying it is a Netflix original because they gave you English subtitles, which they don't do.
That's right. I missed
that. If it's just a Japanese show on Netflix.
Okay.
Which is so weird to me, but I guess, you know, I guess they know, like, you're Japanese and you're here in Japan watching Japanese shows, so obviously you don't need English subtitles.
Yeah. We just assume everybody cares the English speakers.
So, yeah.
The world is not that easy.
So, yeah, so it is a Netflix original, which is
interesting. Even though the British tried to make it.
And I've seen a lot of people saying, like, oh, there should be a season 2, which is just because they didn't get their ship. And I hate to tell you this, but, like, the whole manga, that they did the whole manga in those 6 episodes. That's there is literally no reason for season 2 other than so that I get my ship.
Our answer to those people is, that's what fanfic is for.
Exactly. Write me some fanfic, please.
Unfortunately, you can't get absolutely everything you want in all things.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's a love story about the characters you want, like...
Yeah, you still don't always
you
get
still
everything.
Want...
Like, for example, it's been... We're going in season 5, and Barry and Iris have never danced. Will I ever get a dance? Maybe never, but what can I do? Write a fanfic.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. That is what fanfic is for.
Yes.
Yeah.
My fanfic will be two words. They danced, but, you know, that's fine.
Filling in the blanks. That's the yes. fill in the blanks.
Yes.
Fanfic, that is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, well, on that note, do we think... I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, I think we got it all. All
right. Mm. So, as usual, you can find interviews, news, reviews, etc. At some point, I'm going to write this down and record it so I don't have to say it every time and forget what I'm supposed to be saying. At withanaccent.com and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at withanaccent and withanaccent TV on YouTube and at pop a la carte pod on Facebook and Twitter.
I think Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we don't use it for Instagram. Anyway, sorry about that. All right. Thanks for joining us and talk to you later this week.
Bye.